And in the latest sports here this morning, game you heard here on KJN yesterday afternoon saw the Miami Marlins knock out the St. Louis Cardinals as Derek Dietrich drove in three runs. D. Gordon had three hits, and the Miami Marlins broke a six-game losing streak against the Cardinals with a 6-4 victory Sunday afternoon. A Denny Hechavarria had a two hits and scored two runs as Miami won the fourth time in six games. Jason Hayward homered twice and drove in three runs for St. Louis, which still sports the best home record of the majors at 44-18. Stephen Piscotty also went deep for his first major league homer. Also in Major League Baseball yesterday, it was Kendrys Morales had an RBI single with two outs in the 10th inning to lift the Kansas City Royals to a 4-3 victory over the LA Angels last night. Ben Zobrist singled with one out in the 10th and the Royals' first hit since Eric Hosmer's RBI single in the first inning. After Hosmer walked, Morales singled in against Trevor Gott as the Kansas City Royals improved to 7-2 in extra inning games. Kelvin Herrera pitched a perfect 10th to pick up the victory. Cole Calhoun homered in the 8th off of Wade Davis to put the Angels up 3-2. Angels closer Houston Street, however, could not hold the lead in the 9th. He walked the bases loaded before Alex Rios' sacrifice fly scored Hosmer to tie the score. Mike Trout made a diving catch of Paulo Orlando's scorcher to right center for the third out to preserve the tie. Also, other scores in Major League Baseball yesterday. In interleague action, it was the White Sox over the Cubs 3-1. In the American League, Toronto beat the Yankees 3-1. Baltimore, big over Oakland 18-2. Seattle, a 10-8 winner over Boston in 12 innings. Minnesota beat Cleveland 4-1. Houston over Detroit 6-5. And Texas beat Tampa Bay 5-3. In the National League, it was Pittsburgh over the Mets 8-1. Atlanta beat Arizona 2-1 in 10 innings of play. Milwaukee 6-1 over Philadelphia. San Francisco beats Washington 5-0. Dodgers beat Cincinnati 2-1, and Colorado shut out San Diego 5-0. Also in other sports yesterday on the golf course, Jason Day held at least a share of the 54-hole lead in each of the last three majors. This time he closed the deal. Day has won the PGA Championship with a record-setting performance that left him three shots ahead of reigning Masters and U.S. Open champion Jordan Spieth. The 27-year-old Australian closed with a 5-under-67 for a 20-under total, breaking Tiger Woods' major championship record for the most strokes under par. Woods finished at 19-under when he captured the 2000 British Open at St. Andrews. Day started the final round with a two-shot lead and continued to extend that advantage. He birdied the par 5 16th hole to get to minus 20 before closing with back-to-back pars. Day showed his emotions following his first major victory. He closed the U.S. Open in June with a 74 to finish tied for 9th and had to settle for a 4th-place tie at the British Open last month before conquering Whistling Straits. Spieth fell short in his bid to join Ben Hogan and Woods as the only players to win three majors in the same season. However, his second-place showing allowed him to pass Rory McIlroy as the world's top-ranked golfer. Brandon Grace finished alone in 3rd at 15-under, one stroke ahead of Justin Rose. Brooks Koepka and Anurag Lahiri tied for 5th at 13-under. Also in other golf action, Brooke Henderson has become the third youngest champion on the LPGA Tour at 17 years, 11 months, and 6 days. The Canadian captured the Cambia Portland Classic by 8 strokes over Porninyong Falum, also Hana Yang and Candy Kung, closing with a 3-under-69 to finish at 21-under-267. The margin of victory is the largest in the history of the event and the biggest on the LPGA Tour since 2012. Pole sitter Max Kenseth completed a dominating day of racing by taking the checkered flag in NASCAR's Sprint Cup race at Michigan. Kenseth led for 146 of 200 laps on the 2-mile oval to earn his third win of the season and third career win at the track. Runner-up Kevin Harvick finished 1.7 seconds off of the pace and just ahead of Martin Truex Jr., Austin Dillon, and Denny Hamlin. Andy Murray beat top-ranked Novak Djokovic 6-4, 4-6, 6-3 in the Rogers Cup for his fourth tournament victory of the year and third title in the Canadian event. Murray also ended an 8-match losing streak against Djokovic since the 2013 Wimbledon final. Djokovic lost for only the fourth time in 56 matches this year. And Swiss teen Belinda Bencic has won the Rogers Cup in Toronto by following her upset of Serena Williams with a 7-6, 6-7, 3-0 victory over an ailing Simona Halep. The 18-year-old Bencic earned her second WTA title, with both coming this summer. Helip stopped in the third set after being hampered by a left leg injury and heat exhaustion. Game over the weekend in NFL action, Arizona's Carson Palmer was flawless in a brief appearance. Kansas City backup Chase Daniel threw for 3 touchdowns, and the Chiefs beat the Cardinals 34-19 in the team's preseason opener Saturday night. Palmer, in his first game since tearing an ACL last November 9th, was 4-for-4 for 77 yards, directing a 7-play, 80-yard touchdown drive to start the game before sitting down for the night. Palmer threw over the middle to Andre Ellington on a 57-yard play to highlight the 7-play, 80-yard scoring drive. Arizona's Tyrann Mathieu intercepted Alex Smith's pass on the Chiefs' first possession to set up a field goal and put Arizona up 10-0. The Kansas City reserves scored the next 31 points. Daniel was 17-for-29 for 189 yards in less than two quarters of play. The night also marked the return of safety Eric Berry for the Kansas City Chiefs, who had a battle last year with lymphoma. And Iowa will finally have a running back starting at running back this fall. After 3 years leaning on converted fullback Mark Wiseman, the Hawkeyes intend to make junior LaShawn Daniels Jr. their starter in 2015. Iowa, which has typically tried to build its offensive philosophy around a strong running game, is hopeful that Daniels can be its first player to rush for over 1,000 yards since Marcus Coker did back in 2011. The Hawkeyes open their season on September 5th against Illinois State. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports. Has been brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.